It is time for the game show I call Who Do They Think You Are?
Yeah.
This is what we do. This is what I did. I have a list of 20 questions. Jake helped me with the questions. We sent them out. I sent them out to the Facebook group, the P1CR. Those good, strong P1s sent me the answers back. I'll give you an example of the question, and then you guys have to guess who they think most applies to the question out of the 9 weekday 6A, 7P hosts. So all eligible, George, Craig, Gordon, Norm, Donovan, Bob, Dan, Corby, Mike.
I like
those it. Those are the guys that are eligible to answer these questions. It is game show style, and it's Jake versus Dan versus Corby to see if you can get into the mind of the P1 to see who they think you are. Here is question number one. These are not in order, Jer, so I will give you the number, and then we'll go out. So this is number 10. Let's start with a good one. Number 10, the question is, who is most likely out of all the hosts to send a D-pick? To send out a pick of your junk. Who is most likely? Who did the P1 say will most likely do that out of the
Jake
nine
is
hosts?
Not on the list?
Jake is not eligible for this. No, although he got several answers on this. He is not eligible out of the 9 weekday hosts. Dan, you go first.
Who Donovan.
All right.
Donovan is most likely to send a pick.
Corby, who do you think the P1 said?
I'm going to say Mike Reiner.
Although, would it fit within the lens?
True. Would you just have those ellipses down just thinking? Jake, who
just
do you
hair.
Think the P1 said?
I'm going to go Mike.
All right. So.
Like, because it's accidental?
No, because he tried to do it.
Okay.
All right, according to the P1, who is most likely to send a D-pick?
Donovan.
Yes, they did say me. But this was the closest question.
I know everything.
Out of every single one of them, Corby was in second place. And I only beat you in this question by one vote.
Really?
Yes.
Did Donovan, Mike make the list?
Corby and Mike were the top three to send out a D-pick.
It's also probably the three hosts that you will find out late night on a road trip.
Yes.
Very true.
Yes, you will.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah, I'll send you one.
I asked the P1CR, who would be the most successful head coach of a football team out of all the nine hosts? Who would be the most successful head coach of a football team? Jake. This is question 11, Jer.
I got it.
Coordinator Bob, head coach George.
So George, head coach. Corby.
The answer is me, but they're going to say Bob.
Dan.
I think the answer would be Mike. But I think they're going to say Bob. Yes.
All right. Who did the P1CR say would be the most successful head coach of a football team?
Bob.
Bob is correct. Bob, George, Norm. Top three.
What'd you say, Corby?
He said Bob.
Okay.
Yeah,
trying
so the score right now is Dan 2,
but we both
Corby
gave
one.
The, I think, here's yeah. who I think it is.
Right.
Jake 0. All right. Who would be the last one to jump into an all-out ticket brawl? Let's just say a big old group of zombie hookers out there, and we all have to fight. Who will be the last one, according to the P1CR, to jump into an all-out ticket brawl? Corby. 14, Jer.
I'll say Dan.
All right. Dan.
I think that's the real answer, but I'll say they think it's Norm, because Norm doesn't even like the ticket.
Jake.
I'm going to go Dan.
And what say you, P1CR?
Norm.
It is Norm.
God,
Dan
you're the best
is
player
good
ever.
At this game.
I just understand the mind of the P1.
If you don't think that cane's not going to work.
I don't think that's correct. But, yes, they say Norm. It was Norm, Dan, and then Junior in third.
I'm a pacifist.
All right, 16, Norm. Jer. Who was the last host to cry? Last host to cry, Dan.
I think they will say George.
Corby.
He's an emotional man.
He's very emotional. I'll say Norm because if he, like...
Like a bet?
Yeah. Or, yeah,
over a ref, a bad call.
Or like...
a horse.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like the Viagra didn't work and he's just weeping at his own wiener.
She's like, it's okay, honey. It happens to everyone.
I'll say Norm.
Jake.
I imagine that Gordon wakes up that way every day.
I'm just crying.
I'm going to go Gordon.
So, what say you, P1s?
Gordon.
Gordon is the winner. George was second. Norm was third. So, you guys all had the top three. But
damn
Jake
it.
Gets
Gordon.
This one correct.
Do you think he cries daily?
Yeah.
Over something?
Wouldn't you if you were him?
The world is just too much.
All right, let's go one more before we go to the break. Who is most likely to be involved in a road rage incident?
Ooh.
Corby, that is question number two, Jer. Road rage incident, Corby.
I bet you this is 100% Norm.
Jake.
Give me George.
Dan.
Norm.
What say you, P1CR?
Norm.
Norm is correct.
That's all because of you, Jake.
He ran away with that
replaying all his fights.
Corby was two.
Me?
Dan was third.
I'm sorry. That's it.
All right. We are smack dab in the middle of who do they think you are. Right now, Dan is in the lead with 4 points. Corby has two. Jake has one. We will continue next on White Elephant Day on the ticket. All right. We are smack dab in the middle of who do they think you are? This is where I sent questions to the Facebook group P1CR. They were so kind to answer them back.
How many people are in that group?
I don't know. I have no idea.
They weren't busy, huh?
But we had a really, really good response. The biggest response we've had so far while doing this game. Right now, Dan is in the lead at four. Corby has two. Jake has one. Let's continue as I ask questions to see who do they think the hosts are most likely to be the answer to this question. All right, here we go. Let's go with number five, Jer. Who could start a backhoe or piece of construction equipment the fastest out of the nine hosts, 6A to 7P? Let's start with Dan. He's in the lead. Dan.
Donovan.
Okay. Corby.
Are you for real?
I think Donovan. I think the people will think Donovan can start a backhoe and possibly uproot a tree.
Why would he do that?
Just because
he wants to.
He's a handy guy.
And I want to know where to go with that.
I didn't say any of that.
You're a dope.
I did not say that.
All right, Corby,
George,
Jake.
Yeah, definitely George.
And the answer is
George.
You know how you have the presidential election?
The word backhoe threw me.
When you're.
All in Alabama.
When you're watching it, and then they said, okay, California, the polls close in California in 3-2-1. Hillary Clinton has been declared the winner of California. Yeah. That was this question right here. George was declared the winner of this question so early.
And he can't work any of that
sense.
Stuff.
He just looks like it because he's George.
Yeah.
He's so, so George. All right. Question number 13. Who can drink the most without passing out drunk? Let's start with Corby.
Me. No doubt.
Jake.
I got to go George again.
Dan.
I've heard stories.
Body weight.
That's a thing. Plus, he's not mixing anything else in there.
Keeps you up.
Yeah, give me Corby.
And the winner is...
Corby.
Yes.
Yeah, that was...
I'm proud of you.
Pretty much a landslide also. Donovan second, George
it's true,
third.
Too. He drinks a lot.
I think Jubb may be the right answer to this.
No, I could outdo him.
No way.
Dude, just because
training
he's
Training camp. Training camp, drinking
Done.
Challenge.
Done.
George versus Corby.
When he has to be on the air in an hour and a half.
Man, that's okay. That is okay.
It's like a scene out of Raiders of the Lost Ark, just that one last shot as he tips over.
Number 17, Jer, if you found out a ticket host was on meth, who would it be? Jake.
Meth?
Yeah.
Meth. That's so rednecky.
Yeah.
Who did they say? Who did the P1CR say?
I'm going to go, I guess I'll go Dan.
Dan.
Gordon.
Corby.
Gordon.
And the winner is...
Corby.
Damn it!
Corby!
Yeah, me!
Corby. That's way too high tone for that.
I mean, look, I'll try a lot of things, but I'm not doing meth.
Corby Dan Jr.
Wow.
Top three on meth.
Junior?
Yes. All right, number 19, Jer. Which host would open the car door for his lady on a date? Who did the P1CR think? The host, the lady who would open his car, the car door for his lady on a date, Dan.
Craig Miller. Very polite young man.
Corby?
I'm going to say Norm, but that's only to push her in there like James Gunn did. He'll open the door, but...
Then she sees there's no handle on the inside.
And then he's like, what are you, like a size 8? And then he smashes her with a cane. I'll say Norm.
Jake.
Donovan.
And the winner is...
Donovan.
What? Yep.
Donovan.
You?
That's bullsh.
I just counted the votes. Don't shoot the messenger. Donovan, Bob, George are the top three.
Rigged.
Totally.
Donovan, Bob, George. All right. Who do you think was closest to joining the military? Corby.
This is an interesting question because do they mean by circumstances or do they mean literally joining?
That's what you have to figure out.
Because Mike was really close to going to Vietnam.
Mm.
Norm was really close to being in World War I.
That's question number 8, Jerry.
Oh, man, this is really difficult. I will say they're going to say Mike.
Jake?
I think I might go Gordon on this one, too, just because he was kind of aimless, living under a desk.
Dan?
I'm going to go Bob.
Interesting. I didn't think of Bob.
And the winner is...
Mike?
Yes!
Okay, so they went with the nom.
It was Mike, George, Bob, top three.
George.
Mike, George, Bob.
George like, fits all of these.
Yeah.
All right. Who is most likely to have their name in the Ashley Madison hack? Let's start with Dan.
Dan. I'm going to have to go.
Corby?
I think it's probably, they're going to say it's between me and you, Dan, and Gordon.
Oh, wow, Gordon.
I'm going to say Gordon.
I'm still going me.
Jake?
We should be making more out of the potential curiosity that Bob Sturm might be engaging in, but I'm going to go Gordon.
And the winner is...
Dan.
Oh,
man, that's a tough
you really
one.
Know yourself.
The top three, Dan.
He's like, yeah, I saw my name in there.
Mike, Bob.
Well, Mike's single, so it really wouldn't count.
Top three, Dan, Mike, Bob. All right, here we go with number 15. Which host checks himself out in the mirror the most? Corby.
I think they'll probably say me.
Jake?
I'm going to go Corby.
Dan?
Gordon.
And the winner is...
Gordon.
Oh,
yes.
God, you're the best player ever.
The order, top three, Gordon.
His beautiful hair.
Donovan Jr.
Oh, the top make three. The list.
Wow, you didn't even make the three.
You did not make the top three, no.
Well, all right. Just to let you know, I do look at myself quite a bit.
Who could start
a full-length mirror?
Mm-hmm.
Who could start a fire the fastest?
Oh.
Helicopter?
It's kind of hard for me.
Jake. It's more like the hat with the propeller on top. Yeah. You do the propeller.
I'm a girl. I'm a guy. I'm a
it's
girl.
Probably George.
Who could start a fire?
Yes.
Dan definitely thinks it's him.
Yeah, I think it's me, but
Dan?
Am I voting? Is it my turn now?
Yes, it's your turn.
I'll vote George, yeah. I think the P1... has been snowed by his outdoorsman.
Rural garbage that he spews.
Right. Corby?
George.
What did you say, Jake?
George.
Okay. And the winner is?
George.
You all get a point for that.
Garbage.
But it is me. Like, really, if you were trapped on an island. I've watched Castaway like 4 times.
So you get it. You get the oxygen part.
This is a good one. If you had to call a host to come fix something at your home... who would it be?
Again, they're going to say, oh, you know what? It's Gordon. He always talks about like fixing stuff and contractors and stuff like that.
Jake? Right.
Well, the answer is actually that Bob would call Jesus or Jesus, his guy.
His handyman.
His handyman. But
he's on
the
tackle.
P1s are going to say Gordon.
Dan?
I also, they might lean towards Gordon, but I'm going to go George again. I think George.
And the P1CR says?
Gordon.
They did say Gordon.
Yeah,
it was a battle between Gordon and George. Bob was number three.
Bob!
He can't change a light bulb.
Snowed.
Who is most likely to go to a movie alone? Dan. Out of the nine hosts, who is most likely to go to a movie alone?
Mike Reiner.
All right. Corby.
Mike Reiner.
Jake.
Clean sweep.
You guys say Mike Reiner? The P1CR says?
Gordon.
They did.
Wow. Yeah, see, I forget about that.
We should have bought what kind of movie.
Gordon.
It's true.
Mike.
French subtitled movie.
Mike was number two. Junior was number three.
Mike would go, like, to Behind the Green Door by himself.
Mm.
Who would be the easiest?
Perfect.
Who would be the easiest to share a tent with when camping? Out of the nine hosts.
To share a tent.
Yes. Who would be the easiest to share a tent with when camping? Let's start with Corby.
Me.
Corby. Jake.
Yeah, I'll go Corby.
Dan.
I think it's either Corby or the one that I will answer with is Craig Jr. Miller.
And the P1CR says...
Donovan.
Whoa!
Donovan. Donovan, Junior, George. Top three.
You don't want to share a tent with Donovan.
No, you don't. It's disgusting.
Who leaves the TV on.
Yeah. Loud. Who would be the most fun on a 14-hour car trip?
A 14-hour car trip?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Jake, all the hosts, who would be the most fun on a 14-hour car trip?
I'm going to go with the snake.
Dan.
Corby.
Corby.
You know you want to answer yourself.
Yeah,
you know,
but I think they're going to say Gordon, like doing voices. And
the P1CR says...
Donovan.
All right. That would have been a good guess.
We're overlooking Donovan.
Gordon
at
number two.
We really are. Maybe because he's the host.
Gordon at number two, Corby at number three.
And Donovan is not fun to ride.
No.
All you are going to do is listen to his iPod.
Hour.
Yeah, you keep getting pulled over. It turns into a 16-hour trip.
I had to get out of this car six times.
Who is most likely to have a love child out of the nine hosts?
Yes, it's easy.
Dan.
Mike.
Corby.
Man, I think it's Norm, since he doesn't have any official children outside of the ones that he claims that aren't his.
Jake.
Mike's in a band.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to go, Mike.
I'm not trying to sway you either way.
No.
And the answer is...
Mike.
Yes, it is.
Mike.
Mike.
Mike. Mike.
Corby second, Norm third.
Me?
Yes, we have two more questions to fill this thing out, so let's go with who is the most likely to be getting testosterone therapy? All of the hosts. Dan.
Well, Corby does ads for it, but he also does ads for hair. He's got tons of hair.
Totes.
Norm. Norm, yeah, there's no doubt.
Corby?
Norm.
Yeah, Norm.
Jake.
I don't see any way he's pulling what he's pulling without it, so I'm going to go Norm. It's not feasible.
And the answer is?
Norm.
Yes.
Norm 1, Mike 2, Dan rolls in at a strong number 3. All right, let's tabulate these scores.
Oh, we're done?
We have one more question.
Oh.
8 for Corby, 2, 4.
I got to be killing
eight,
it, right?
10 for Dan.
I hate you.
2, 4, 6, 7 for Jake. Last one. Who is most likely to try virtual reality porn or a real doll out of all the hosts? Let's start with Jake. Who did the P1CR think?
I'm going to go Mike.
Dan.
I'm going to go me.
Corby?
Dan.
Not that I believe that, but I'm going to...
And the answer is...
Dan.
3, 2, 1. Dan won question number 9 as soon as the polls closed. Not even close. You know what? It was such a rout. I started not even making check marks anymore. Because
really?
You dominated.
It's like the ticker
question.
On the national debt, yes. Where it just keeps spinning nonstop.
That's your vote total on that particular question right there. So thank you so much, P1CR, for answering those questions. We will do this again at some particular time. But that's who do they think you are.
And I don't think you should put a real doll. You shouldn't lump that in with VR.
Totally separate,
two totally
right?
different
yeah.
things.
Don't real dolls seem creepy. VR just seems like the way it is.
Yeah, it
the
seems
way it's going to
totally
be.
Totally normal, man.
Yeah.
Wearing a helmet while doing that.
Yeah.
All right, we'll have a 840 bit next on White Elephant Day on the ticket.